Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, October 5th, 2020. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, your modern-day Shunammite woman and the founder of No Bounds Global Outreach Ministries, home of the Spirit Alive Networks and the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, which airs right here on the Transformation Station each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. At the top of the program, you heard Rashawn Mitchell with Joy. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please bow with me as we go to the Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace, just thanking you for this opportunity, Lord, to come together and worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for the woman of God on tonight, Lord Jesus, and we just pray that you stand up in her and use her mightily. Father, may your people be edified as you are glorified, and may someone that does not know you in the pardon of their sin change their eternal address on tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, we do pray it all. Amen. Well, saints of God, if you're up in here tonight, whether it be in the studio, via the chat rooms, or via your computers or smartphones, it's time to receive a blessing. Because on tonight, I am welcoming back one who is no stranger to Spirit Alive. And I'm always so humbled and honored and blessed that God has allowed me such a wonderful opportunity to bless God's people by blessing his servants, like my sister, First Lady Yvetta Franklin Thomas. Now, I have had the blessing of watching this sister in action for many years. And let me just report to all the saints from the USA to the UK, and I'm speaking to my friends in Russia and China too, that First Lady Yvetta Franklin Thomas is a humble, loving, beautiful sister that just wants to be used to the glory of God. Now, she has a beautiful bio. I mean, she's written books that educate, equip, and empower others in a very special way. She's a musician, and she served with excellence in many areas of the church. But I think her biggest joy was being a teacher. Saints, the sister got Teacher of the Year. But enough about her bio, because as I have said, I know her. We have met. At Palmacia, when I looked at Sister Yvetta, I saw a very loving, dutiful, and attentive daughter of the Most High God. You can just tell by her love of others and the way that she worships that she's a true child of the King. You can see his DNA all over her. And now she has met and married an awesome man of God, Pastor Gordon Thomas. And all praises to God, and a hallelujah shout out of congratulations to Pastor Thomas on his new church assignment that is closer to home. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, when I told my sister that she would have 30 to 45 minutes to speak, she just told me she needed about 18. But saints, I didn't hear the Holy Spirit weigh in on that. So now let's prepare to receive a word from First Lady Yvetta Franklin Thomas, which will be followed by comments, praise, and encouragement from all of you. So without further ado, my brothers and sisters, let's give it up for my sister. Hallelujah. First Lady Yvetta Franklin Thomas. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Bishop Sherlene Cook. With respect to you, Bishop, my beloved husband, Pastor Thomas, and the entire body of Christ is listening, God bless everybody. I am humbled Amen. And honored. I'm excited and ignited to share God's word with all of you today. Let me just say a word of prayer. Most gracious, loving, holy, and heavenly Father, you and you alone, we come boldly yet humbly to your throne. We ask you to bring glory and honor to your name, Lord. Meet us through this ministry. God, I'm stepping back. You step in. Even with this COVID pandemic, sheltering in place, and racial disparities, and certainly there are racial disparities, we still have access to your word. And God, we thank you for that. Bless us now by your spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. You know, the Bible says that we are to honor our father and mother, that our days may be long upon the earth. When I realized my mother could no longer live alone, I sent for her from Chicago to California. And that alone was a battle, as most seniors do not want to give up their independence. Well, as the years passed, she became more and more feeble, sometimes bitter and even rude to me. All the while, I made sure she had all the comforts needed while I went to school to teach 32 second graders. I would call her on my recess and my lunch breaks. Believe me when I tell you, there were days I would be exhausted. Yet I always cooked her a good dinner, I kept her clean, and I respected her. I can bathe myself, she would say. There were times I wanted to snap back. Instead, I would quote a scripture or just hum a song. One of those songs was, "Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross." Well, after two heart attacks, an extended stay, excuse me, at a skilled nursing facility, I battled going every day to visit and sit with her. I would comb and brush her hair. Today, when I look at her pictures, I smile, knowing God was in the battle with me. Today, I want to talk to you about letting God fight your battles. Letting God fight your battles. Well, you got your weapons, your swords. That's your Bible. We plan on cutting the devil. We can't kill him. However, we can wound him. Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 40 and 49. Again, I'm going to speak to you from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 40 and 49. My title is God's Sucker Punch. I know that's interesting. I'm going to say that again. God's Sucker Punch.
That's good.
I will be reading from the Living Bible, and it reads, verse 40. Then he picked up five smooth stones from a stream and put them in his shepherd's bag, and armed only with his shepherd's staff and sling, started across to Goliath. Verse 49. The stone sank in, and the man fell on his face to the ground. Our two main characters are David and Goliath. Let's talk about David. He is the youngest son of eight brothers, a humble shepherd boy that helps his father Jesse, who is a farmer, a sheep breeder of the Israelite tribe of Judah. We know Judah means praise. The Bible describes David as handsome, brave, strong, and having pleasant eyes. What's more, it says the Lord is with him. David's name means beloved. In addition, David was a gifted harpist. That means a lot to me because I try to play the piano. I love music. David often played the harp for King Saul whenever the evil, tormenting spirit pervaded him. Now, because David was a youth at the time of this story, he may have been shorter than 5 feet tall. But here's what I know. God doesn't look at the outer appearance. He looks at our hearts. You can be tall, short, fat, skinny, black, brown. Ooh, I felt that. White, tan,
come
or yellow.
Now.
It doesn't matter. Just be available. It is believed David was about 14 to 16 years old at the time of this particular narrative. I call David a lion slayer and a bear assassinator. King Saul calls David a boy. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 33, it reads, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are just a boy, and Goliath has been in the army since he was a boy." Nevertheless, David approaches King Saul, volunteering to represent the Israelites and fight this giant Goliath. Now let us draw our attention to Goliath. Goliath is the giant from Gath. His height was 6 cubits and a span. What that means, he was around 9 feet tall and 9 inches. A cubit is the length from your elbow to the end of your middle finger, and that is about 18 inches. A span is the distance from the end of the thumb to the end of your little finger if you spread out your hand. And that is about 9 inches. That's how he was determined to be 9 feet and 9 inches tall. Goliath is described as a warrior, a champion from the camp of the Philistines. He came out every day to challenge the Israelites to a one-on-one battle. This was the custom of those days. Goliath would represent the Philistines. I should say Philistines, because Philistines is really archaic. Okay, so Goliath would represent the Philistines, and whomever was brave enough from the Israelite camp would represent them. Goliath's name means a person or thing of colossal power or achievement. So this giant had enormous power. But check this out. Our God has all power in heaven and in earth. And here's what I love. David didn't only know it, he believed it. Ephesians 3 and 20 tells us, our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can even ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. What are you believing today? Your bills are more than God? Oh, no. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He owns it all. The earth is his and all they that dwell therein. Are you believing this COVID pandemic is bigger than God? Oh, no. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is the balm in Gilead. He, God, is the only one that can heal his people, bring health and beauty back to a sin-sick, divided nation. But listen, church, here's the prerequisite. Will we turn to him?
Come on.
David asked the question, who is this uncircumcised heathen Philistine anyway, that he is allowed to defy the armies of the living God? Before we leave Goliath and get into the story, I want you to look at the word giant. G-I-A-N-T. I see the word ant in there. And that is a tiny, tiny insect. If you look again at that word with Holy Ghost eyesight, you might see the two words, I ain't. Goliath was as an insect in the eyes of David. You know, there was a group, the Soulful Temptations. They once sang a song titled, I Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Goliath didn't recognize it, but he should have been singing, I ain't big enough, I ain't strong enough, I ain't smart enough to fight against this God. As the young people say, you better recognize. I call Goliath the antagonist. Most of us know the story of David and Goliath. If not, I'm going to give a quick synopsis for your edification. David's father, Jesse, sent him to take roasted grain and 10 loaves of bread to his three older brothers, Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah. They had volunteered for Saul's army to fight against the Philistines. Let me put a pin here on the number 10. The number 10 in the Bible symbolizes testimony, law, and harmony. Lord, we can show you some of that now, can't we, people?
Amen.
The biblical meaning of number 10 reaches back to the Ten Commandments of God. And they represent all that a society needs to live in harmony and peace. Well, upon David's arrival to his brothers, he sees the Israelites and the Philistine army standing face to face, ready to do battle. When this giant Goliath steps out from the Philistines' troops with his constant challenge. Mind you, he had been doing this for 40 days straight, morning and evening. And what happened when the Israelite army witnessed this giant, they would retreat. In other words, baby, they were scared. No one was nearly the height of this giant. The average height of men in those days was 5'5" to 5'7". So clearly David was at a great disadvantage against this giant Goliath. Not only was Goliath the tallest man around, he was covered in armor and he carried two huge weapons, a sword and a spear. He was what one might say fully loaded, or the young people would say he was suited and booted. Well, as the story goes, David is clad in all this heavy armor from King Saul. in hopes it will protect him. After putting on this armor, David moves this way and that way, and he realizes this body reinforcement is just too dead blasted heavy. It was restricting him. Makes me think of a straitjacket that's often put on mentally challenged individuals or drug abusers who may injure themselves or others. David can barely move. That's what the Bible says. And he feels weighted down with this armor. Do you know life can weigh you down? The loss of a job, the death of a loved one, an illness, a diagnosis, your child on drugs, just so many unexpected events can come about suddenly. After all, David has never worn armor before. It's like putting a paintbrush or roller in my hands, expecting me to paint a house, and I've never painted before. You feel me? Remember what the Bible says. The Lord was with David. It tells us he killed a lion, he killed bears, and when he was alone tending the sheep, and moreover, when he was ministering music to King Saul, God was with David. So David strips off this armor. He's no longer restricted. He can be himself, a brave, strong shepherd boy who loves, reverence, and trusts God. Got a question for you. When was the last time you stripped off the world? The makeup, the wigs, the eyelashes. Oh, Lord, those eyelashes. The titles. Oh, man, and what about those expensive red-bottom shoes?
Oh,
the
Lord,
perfume.
Jesus.
We haven't forgotten you, brothers. The cologne, the business suit, the matching tie and the hanky. And when have you just decided to be you? You who are fearfully and wonderfully made. While we were still in our mother's wombs, God knew us. We all have purpose just like we are, or we would not be here. Please don't misunderstand me. There is nothing wrong with looking good, smelling good, wearing nice apparel, enhancing our appearances. Just don't let these things become you. Be yourself, because everyone else is already taken. I love that quote by Oscar Wilde. Saints, hear me and hear me good. We will never be successful being someone we're not. In other words, I used to hear the preachers say, stay in your lane.
Come on.
I want to say, take off the mask. But we need them in this COVID world we're in today. So I say to you, take off the disguises. God desires we come to him just as we are. We must trust him to help us in our battles. Now, imagine yourself as an onlooker at this battle. Here's little young David facing Goliath, who is more than likely two men taller than him. All the soldiers are gawking at the scene. No doubt King Saul is holding his breath, just knowing that David, his harp player, the soother of his soul, who he has actually come to love and appreciate, is about to be killed. Saul is probably having a personal discussion with God. Let's listen in now. What is wrong with me for sending a boy to do a man's job? God, how can David ever succeed in this unfair, unjust, and unethical battle? God, if we ever needed you, we need you now. I disobeyed your instructions in the past. I messed up, but David hasn't. The Bible says David runs out to face his adversary. Goliath sees the young boy coming. I wonder when people see us, do they see Jesus? Genesis 1:26 says, God said, let us make man, someone like ourselves. This tells me we are made in the image of God. We should be looking like him, loving like him, talking like him, and above all, acting like him. Goliath is wearing a smirk on his face. No doubt he's thinking to himself, this is going to be a quick and easy skirmish. Well, to everyone's surprise, it was a quick and easy attack, but not for Goliath's victory. The one that was least expected to win, David the shepherd boy. David ran out to meet Goliath, taking one smooth stone from his shepherd's bag, all the while declaring, you know, the Bible says we have to decree and declare. This is what he was declaring. I come to you in the name of the Lord of the armies of heaven and of Israel, the very God whom you defy. Today, 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 the Lord will conquer you. That's verse 46. The stone sank in. That means it dug in, it drilled in. And Goliath fell on his face in that place. Church, did you get it? Did you really get it? Here it is. With the stone sinking deep in Goliath's forehead, between his eyes, one would expect him to have fallen backwards. Ha! Huh. Glory to God. But he fell forward. That was the sucker punch. God knocked Goliath down. God conquered Goliath.
Yes.
Just as David declares. The Bible tells us God will make your enemy your footstool and make them worship God right in front of you. God slew Goliath just like David said he would. What's that thing we say today? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? What are
what
you
doing?
Saying today? What are you saying today? When God gets in the battle, we always win. Listen, look for the sucker punch because it's coming. And a sucker punch is a hit or a blow that's not expected. It's quick and it's deadly. You know, we look for God to come in the front door, and he might show up in the back door. He might come through a side window or even through that oh-so-still voice. You may look for God early in the morning, and honey, he might show up in the midnight hour. He's quicker than quick, he's faster than fast, and he's just an on-time God. And this is what I know personally. God can show up at 11:59 in 59 seconds. Oh, I felt that. In closing, let God fight our battles. Why? Because he has a great sucker punch. He will fight our battles if we only submit, if we only surrender, if we only succumb. Let me pray. God, I thank you for this story. Thank you for reminding us that the battle is not ours. It's yours. God, if anyone on this line is listening and they are not saved, if anybody on this line don't know where they will spend eternity, God, if anybody on this line needs you to fight their battles, I pray you save them now. God, get in the ring. Put on the boxing
glove. Yes, Jesus. Yes,
God,
Jesus.
We ask you to seal this word tonight. Bless your word, God. Ha! Illuminate your word in our spirits.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
Let us trust you to make us what you want us to be. God,
yes.
Give us courage like David. Get in our battle.
Yes.
Fight for us. Preserve us. Protect us, God. Pursue us. Correct us and teach us. Let us
yes,
always be ready to defend our
Jesus.
Faith in you. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Bishop,
and
thank
amen.
You for inviting me to speak.
Hallelujah.
I pray this word has blessed every ear as it did me in the study and in this preparation. I'm done.
Oh, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Okay, she was short, sweet, and to the point, but it was a powerful. She just delivered a sucker punch in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, here's Spirit Alive. We shamelessly love on God's people.
Woo,
I mean, we shamelessly love on them.
Ah.
Hallelujah. We just thank
Woo,
you. So
Jesus,
right now,
Jesus,
this is
Jesus.
Where you have your chance, your opportunity to get your praise on with us, Lord Jesus. And all you have to do is kindly press your one. Hallelujah. You can get your praise on, your shout on. Lift up the woman of God. Love on her. Hallelujah. But see, what we're going to do is we're going to start with her love, her first love. Hallelujah right now. Her covering. We're going to start with Pastor Thomas, her beloved husband. Hallelujah. He's a pastor. He got things to do. We got to let him talk now. Hallelujah. Pass that microphone on over
good
the
good
past.
Bless you, Bishop Cook.
Bless you, sir.
Bless you indeed. You know, this has been a wonderful experience for me every time when she gets ready to speak. And I have to tell you that this was no shotgun from the hip. This woman spent some time, some labor, and some effort in her studying and researching and making sure she had her facts right and her time was right.
Thank you, Lord.
And she really, really came through with a dynamic delivery.
Yes, she did.
There are two things that I gleaned from it. But first of all, she's a boxing fan, so I can see why she talks about a sucker punch.
Amen. Oh, you found that out too, huh?
But a few things I gleaned from it. She talked about character comparison.
Yes.
She stayed with the context. She
yes.
showed conviction. And she talked
yes.
about Christian Christ-like. To
yes.
me, that,
Amen.
That sums up a whole meal.
That's the gospel.
You know she can cook,
That's
too.
The good. Yeah, oh,
so
okay.
She,
now she,
so she served up a full meal. If
she
you're
did.
Not full,
mm-hmm.
now, I don't know what's wrong with you, because she showed
okay.
us serving up. I'm just thankful and grateful to God for having put us together and prepared us the way that he did so that we could be the people that we are for him. Glory to God
Amen.
Tonight.
Hallelujah.
That was a message that needs to be heard by anybody and
yes.
everybody that's facing anything.
Yes.
Because God
yes.
cares about
Amen.
The little things as much as he does about the giants.
Say that, Pastor. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, sir. Oh, I just love them. They are such a beautiful couple. And let me tell you, saints of God, if you're on Facebook and you ever see their pictures on Facebook, look, you can just tell by looking at the pictures. You can just see the love, okay, that they have for God and for one another. It's a beautiful thing, saints. You need to go on over to their page and check it out sometime. It'll bless your soul. Now, listen. If, like I said, don't be shy up in here. Now, I know that message blessed me, and I'm sure it blessed you too. So if you would like to say hallelujah, amen, thank you, Jesus, or I know that's right, press your one if you're in our studios, and I will kindly address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. If you are in our chat rooms, and we do have my people are going in the chat room, to you, First Lady, we have Tiffany that is in Austin, Texas. Excuse me. She just said, amen, on point. Let God fight our battles, and we will be okay. So she just wanted to thank you for that message. And we have Tyler. Tyler is a young man sitting down there over there in Nebraska. He just said amen. So you're getting a lot of amens in the chat room tonight, my sister.
Praise
they
God.
Really enjoyed your message. Amen. They received that.
Praise
they received
Lord.
That. Amen. All right, now we getting down. This is how we do it. All right. We're going to begin with area code 510, last four digits, 9432. Please state your name. Hallelujah. And you are now in the praise party. Amen. Go ahead.
This is Linda Lockett, and this message is not new to me. This is my dear friend, and when I said she did a short and sweet message, but she got her point across.
Yes,
and
she did.
She said how she take care of her mother. I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
I saw it too.
I watched her go through some abuse with her mother and never said a word. And she just respected her mother as she said she did, and she's always been a child of God. I know I've known her 40
yes.
years. And
Amen.
She's been a child of God. I'm older than her, but she has brought me through a lot of things, and I thank her. And God bless you, dog. I mean, it was a message and a half. And I really enjoyed it.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lockett.
And
God bless you, ma'am. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let us go to area code 415, last four digits, 1388. God bless you. You are now in the studio. Hallelujah.
Yes, praise God. My name is Christina, and I'm just so overwhelmed. This lady is on fire in so many ways. I've heard the story of David and Goliath so many times. I've never heard it like that before. And like Pastor Thomas said, she's right on target. Study to show thyself approved. And
Amen. Hallelujah.
Anybody, a child could understand that.
Okay.
God bless you.
That's what I'm talking about.
God bless you.
Amen.
God,
hallelujah.
You. He's really using you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to have one of our own from Spirit, one of our Spirit Alive family members. Come on now. Yes, Prophetess Holloway. Good evening, ma'am. You are in the room.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I enjoyed that message. Praise the
Lord.
And what I got, don't be afraid of what looks like a giant, because really an ant. The devil is afraid of us. And she did not, as she said, shoot from the hip. She's a straight shot. I think
she's a straight shooter, honey.
Her husband. Mm-hmm. And God is good. And she reminded me of the scripture where she came softly, Heber's wife, the Old Testament, and she had invited the king to hide in her house, treated him really, really nice. But when he was asleep, she tiptoed softly and nailed the devil's head to the ground. And it reminded me of that. And went softly. Amen. A woman of wisdom. And so I just want to encourage the first lady, and also all of you. I thank you for giving me this little space of time. I really enjoyed it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
all right, Apostle. Good evening, Apostle. How are you, dear?
Evangelist walked the plank. She carried a big stick and she said it softly.
Yes, she did.
We praise
Come
God.
On.
We praise God for the message. Yeah, Goliath fell forward. God pushed him down.
So
made him eat dirt.
All right.
Amen.
God is a good God.
Amen.
He will make our enemies
our footstool. Yes.
He will make the enemy eat dirt. So as we do, as the speaker said, God will fight our battles.
Yes,
he
will.
And
our ground.
Fight of faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Holloway. Yes, you can hear Apostle and Prophetess Holloway a lot here on the Spirit Alive Network because they are truly faithful. They're always here because we do, but like I said, we shamelessly love on one another around here. All right, we're going to now go to area code 510, last four digits, 4095. Amen. God bless you.
Good evening. Praise God. This is Cynthia O'Neill Flores, and I just love my girl, First Lady Yvetta, and that really just touched my heart. I remember she was going to be on tonight, and I said, oh, my God, it's after 6. I got to get online. I got to hear this message. And what a blessing it was. Oh, my God. I have never heard the story told like that before. I mean,
wasn't
you
beautiful?
Right, girl. I mean, you were so
did she do it?
There. Oh, yes, she did. She did it. I mean,
she did
it. It just really filled my heart. And she's right. When God is fighting your battle, it doesn't matter how big you think a giant
That's
is.
That's right.
He's going to take
Say
care
it,
of
sister.
It. And I mean,
Amen.
I just love everything that she said. She was right
Amen.
On point with
Wasn't
everything.
She?
And just, yes, she was. And it just really has touched my heart.
Amen.
And just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep doing. You and Pastor, just keep doing what you're doing because you're bringing so much joy, just so much hope for so many people. And I
praise
really,
the living
really
God. Thank you, dear sister. See, that's what I'm talking about. Where it's all right to love on folks. You know what I'm saying? That's what God said.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
How will they know us by our love? That's how. Huh. So,
right.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir. Yes, ma'am. We're going to love on each other. We're going to praise God for the
That's
blessing
right.
of our First Lady on tonight. And if you don't like it, you can change the channel. I really don't care. We do things the Jesus way over here, okay? Thank you. Now, we're going to go to another one of our own. We're going to go to my sweetheart, my sister from the Divine, Mr. Sister Tina Brown. Come on in the room, sweetheart.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That was the best way ever that I have heard the story of David and Goliath.
What now?
I'm
telling
stuck
you.
Out to me.
Thank you, Chief.
That First Lady Evada Franklin Thomas said was, first and foremost, honor thy father and mother.
Yeah.
Second,
yeah.
What
yeah.
stuck out to me was, our God has all the power in the heaven and in the earth. And that is something that I think we forget sometimes, especially during this pandemic. People who are business owners like myself, I just faced a giant today that I was guilty and didn't turn to God about it. I got in my own way about it and got upset about it. And when I finally just said, you know what, this is not my battle to fight. I need to step back.
Right.
And then I prayed about it. Then
Come
my
on,
whole demeanor changed, right?
Thank
but
you, Chief.
Amen.
What's beautiful was God is on time in our life. He's never
yes.
late. He comes
right.
at the 11th hour at the 11:59 second, however she said that. And sometimes we forget that. For whatever
Amen.
Reason God has us on pause right now with this COVID, it is definitely affecting people, especially those who have businesses and incomes that come from businesses and that can't open.
Amen.
I just kneeled to God today and said, it's up to you, Lord. If we can't open our business, I know that you have a reason, and I am not going to fight it anymore. I'm not going to push.
Amen. That's good.
It's not for me to push. But
Thank
what
you.
A beautiful, what a
oh.
beautiful human being your beautiful speaker is today, Bishop. Thank you so much for sharing her on your network. And I was truly
Honey,
blessed for
right.
hearing that message today.
Now, you know
Praise
your
God.
Big sister Bishop cannot keep anybody good to her, anything good to herself. When I know, when the Lord blesses me with somebody that I can trust, hallelujah, and I know that he trusts, you know, because, see, he handpicks everybody that comes on this network. Every single person God handpicks. Because, see,
Amen.
You know me. I'm only interested
yes,
in
I
God
do.
Being glorified. I am not interested in man's agenda, man's opinion, man's anything. If God is not being glorified
right.
and his people being edified, being saved,
Amen.
Delivered, restored, and transformed, I really don't want to be with it. So now
Amen.
I don't want to start preaching. Let me
one
get...
more thing. One more thing before I forget. At the end, what I got was, God conquered Goliath. He used David
yep.
as the shepherd
weapon.
To do that. And God uses us as his shepherds to conquer the evil. That's what I got.
Oh, flathead Satan. Amen. Well, now, we're going to move on because we got a lot of people up in here. So I'm going to try to get through all of you. Area code 415-813. Excuse me, 8135, good evening. God bless you. You are in the studio.
This is Lewis Moore from Northern California. Sister Franklin, what an incredible message that you shared with us all. So clear
yes.
and so concise as we think about David. David was the brave one because everyone
yes.
thinks he was Goliath because he was big. But like you said in your message, it was David that had the Lord that was walking with them.
And the faith,
for us,
yes,
that's on the line, we have the Lord walking with us as well. So like you said in your message, there's no reason for us to be fearful, and there's no reason for us to be afraid.
Right.
There's no reason for us to not have hope, because God will fight our battle. And there's nothing more refreshing when you know the person and they live in the life in which they're speaking.
Yes.
They're congruent with their message. I've seen you throughout the years. I've seen you when moms was here and she was giving you a hard time. But like you said, a father and a child should honor their father and mother. And that's what you did, and that's what you showed. You showed myself as well as my wife. In addition to that, to being a woman of the gospel, of you preaching the word and now living the word. But when you times are tested, you are doing what you're supposed to do. You're not getting in the flesh. You're going to the Holy Spirit, and you're letting God direct your steps. So I just want to say to you, Sister Franklin, what a great message you left with us all, because if we are wise, we will know that God will fight our battles. If we stay in His word like you do, like you study for, like you make a point to live your life with your husband, in which now you're giving back, because at the end of the day, Jesus said, go out into the world and make disciples. And so I thank you for being the son that you wish you had, but also just know that thank you for your message this evening.
Amen. Glory to God. You know, it is so beautiful. I believe that when we touch and agree and we love on each other and we praise God together, you know, it truly shows our unity. It shows our love. And it also shows the world, because this is a global network, that, you know, the people of God really can come together. And there are some of us that really believe the word of God and we live the word of God, and we just want others to know the Lord the way we have come to know Him, because He's so good, He's so awesome, and He's so kind. And you know, nobody can do us like He can, and we just want the world to have access, the wonderful access to Him that we enjoy. So I just praise God for all the comments, all the people that are touching and agreeing, because it might be something that you say that might lead somebody to Christ. Because up in here, we don't care who gets the credit as long as God gets the glory. Amen. So now we're going to move on to area code 925, last four digits, 0002. God bless you. You're in the studio.
Amen. Thank you, and God bless you as well. Following after my husband, this is Sister Shanae Moore. I just wanted to give all honor and praises to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to just commend Sister Yvette Franklin Thomas for an incredible, insightful, impactful, so many things. You name it, that's what this message was. You know, I myself have heard the story of David and Goliath many a times, but I have never quite heard it expressed like that. And so that's way that, you know, that's just another way that and gift that Sister Yvette has is making, how to make these stories real, realistic. I mean, we were not of those times, but she made us feel like we were there in that time. And just the takeaway from it is something that we can all relate to, no matter what season we are going through in our life. It just goes to show how whatever it is that we're going through, you may hear a passage or a scripture in the Bible, and it may not speak to you at that particular time. You might not understand it. You might not understand the significance of it. But when you've gone through something, you know God has fought that battle for you.
Come on, Sister Moore.
Does it just illuminate the text? Does it just not reach inside your soul, inside your spirit? And you just find yourself just testifying. You find yourself giving all glory, honor, and praise to God. You just find yourself having so much unspeakable joy. You can't describe it to other people who haven't walked it. So I just want to commend her message and echo what my husband says. She is a woman of God.
She is.
At her life, she doesn't just talk the talk. She definitely walks the walk. So I know we have a lot of other people on the line that also want to chime in. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for that message. We receive it, and God bless you.
Oh, what a beautiful, hallelujah. This young lady just gave me goosebumps. Okay, now I said everything is just so good. Area code 678, last four digits 0791. God bless you, beloved, and you are in the studio. Good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Dawn, this is your friend Jackie in Georgia. I'm sorry that I got on a little late, but you know, we're 3 hours ahead and I fell asleep, but the Lord woke me up in time to hear what I could hear from that message. We had church earlier today and then I got on tonight and had church again. I just want to tell you, my sister, what a job, what a job. You spoken, and you spoken so clearly and to the point. I tell you, just like everyone said, I've been knowing you 100 years, and like one of the sisters said, you walk the walk that you talk. And I just want to give God the glory for you being in my life, for all that you have done for me over the years. And I just love Pastor, and I just thank him. We got so much to be thankful
for,
because we have such a big God who sees all, who knows all, and the way he puts people together. You know, this pandemic could not stop us, because God, when he knew what he was doing, when he put it in the hearts and minds of men and women to create technology, his word will continue to go on. So I just want to say thank you, and I thank the host over the show for having my dear friend speak. And God bless each and every one of you. I love you all. Thank you.
God bless you, ma'am. Oh, I could just tell she got the most beautiful spirit. I can see it from all the way over here in Missouri. Hallelujah. Okay, area code 415, last four digits 3370. Good evening. God bless you. You are in the studio.
God bless you too, Bishop Cook and our First Lady, Sister Franklin Thomas. It was truly a blessing listening to that word. And I just love the way she started the story by talking about her relationship with her mother toward the end.
Yes.
And that just started me to thinking that giants are not just people. Giants are situations and the various tasks and trials that we face in this lifetime. And so I thought that was just an awesome reminder to know that you're going to face giants in all kinds of ways and in all kinds of situations. And what really just blessed my soul was when she talked about don't suit up for the battle, strip down, and how David had to pull off all that armor in order to fight. And God did end up using him, because he just put himself in that position where he was stripped down only to what was necessary. And God gave him the victory. Not himself, not all the preparations that he made, but just God did it for him. So I thank you for that word, and I thank you for this program. It is truly a blessing.
God bless you, beautiful sister. Amen. All right, Scott, area code 510, last four digits 8887. God bless you, and you are in the studio.
God bless you, God bless you. I have a song in my heart. Victory is mine. Victory is mine.
Go
victory
ahead.
Today is mine. Everybody on this call calls her First Lady. Sister Franklin, Sister Thomas, Yvetta, but that is my mama. I am Stephanie Ikebu, and I had a time calling in. I didn't think I was going to be able to get in, but I got online, and every time I tried to call in, I said, you know what, giant, you're going to become an ant, and I'm going to get on this call. Because
come
I just wanted to first say thank you to the host for just giving my mom a platform to share the gift that I have had an opportunity to enjoy my entire
life.
Honor. She is a teacher. Even when she wasn't
teaching,
she is a teacher. I just, the way she speaks and how she tells a story.
Say that,
Stephanie. We've heard that story so many times. But for my mom, when I hear her tell it, I understand it so clearly, like the sister just said before. Anything can be a giant. I faced one person on this call for whatever reason. But every time I heard a little bit, I said, you know what, it's just an ant. And when I get an opportunity, I will overcome. God will give me the victory to overcome, to just celebrate her and then say thank you to everyone on the call that is supporting her. And again, thank you to you. Mommy, you did a phenomenal job. God bless you all. And victory
God bless you,
is mine.
Precious. All
victory
right, Devin.
Is mine. Victory right. Today is mine. All right,
we're going to church.
We
hallelujah. Okay, now don't start that. Won't start no stuff. Won't be no stuff. We all be up. We'll go back to old time church. We'll go back to old time church. Okay, we will go right on back to the old landmark. We'll go right on back to the old landmark. We'll ease on back, children. But I praise
right.
God because,
yeah,
but hallelujah. I know
mad.
The devil is mad. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ain't nobody mad but old Flathead State because we are having a hallelujah time. Now, I'm going to go down here to get another one of Spirit Alive's on. I'm going to hit her up right quick. Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers, come on in the room, God.
Praise the Lord. I have been waiting for this night so that I could hear this message because I talked to another dear friend of mine that also knows this woman of God, Reverend Thomas Thompson. So I enjoyed the message. The message was great. Started out by, you know, letting us know that talked about character. She talked about the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And talked about nothing wrong with looking good, smelling good, and all these things. But, you know, she said, take off the disguises. And so many people in the body of Christ have so many disguises.
Disguises.
The Lord just wants us, to be ourselves.
Yes, I love that.
He made you to be. We don't have to be anything other than who we are. Because if we let him work on us, we're going to be who he wants us to be anyway. And then she had a question. And she said, do people see in us, what do people
Jesus.
See in us when they see Jesus? Do they see Jesus in us? Something like that.
Yes.
Okay. And then she went on to say that we should be looking like him. We should be talking like him.
Yeah, talking like him.
Walking like him. And you know what? We really should. Because if he's on the
inside
of us, that all should be taking place. We should, because we are his hands, we are his feet, we are his mouthpiece. And so we should really be more like him. And I enjoyed that because to me that is a question for the body. And you know, we need to hear that because we need to really focus on who we are, who we belong to, and what he has given us to do. And and do that. And you know, I love this passage, this story concerning David, because you know, if we allow God to get into the battles that we often think is our battle, then we will always win. We'll always come out on top because we're not trying to handle it with weapons that we shouldn't be using anyway. Because the Lord has given us, he has given us weapons. And all of those weapons have given us are divine weapons. Praise God. Anyway, I enjoyed it. It was a great message, and it really blessed me, and I'm sure it blessed others. I enjoyed all the other comments that I heard as well.
Amen. I know I have truly, truly, truly enjoyed everything that I have heard on tonight. And again, I had the privilege and the honor of and just the joy of watching Sister Veda with her mother, and it was so awesome. Who's making all that noise? Stop it. I had the joy of watching Sister Yvetta and her mother, and it was just a beautiful thing to watch, you know, week after week, month after month, year after year. And, you know, she just glows. She just, you know, like I said, she has the DNA of Christ all over her. And what I love most was she also asked, what are you saying? Who are you saying that Jesus is? Are you telling anybody about Jesus? Are you going out and truly being a witness? You know, I have been doing this now right here on Blog Talk Radio for over 13 years. And, you know, people have a good talk. And they have, you know, and if you see them, they might look like what they sound like. But with this sister, you can hear the conviction in her voice. You know that she has been through some things, and God has came up with the sucker punch in her life. You know that she has endured, and she's always clung to Jesus. She never, like the young man said, she didn't go into flesh. She would just stay in that word of God. So we have truly been blessed on tonight. We want to just praise God for every one of you who called in and just blessed the woman of God, because believe it or not, servant leaders, they need prayer. They need encouragement. Hallelujah. They get worn down. They get tired. You know, they can even get discouraged. So, you know, lift up your leaders. Lift up your servant leaders. Love on them. Let them know that they are appreciated, and not just when you decide to have a pastor's appreciation. Let them know that you honor them and you love them and you pray for them and you're there to bear their burdens just like they bear yours. We're one body in Christ. We're family, and that's what family will do. So we just praise God for all that we have heard. We want to thank you once again, beautiful sister of God. You know, you were always, you, as I told you the very first time you came on the network, you are my sister, you are family. You will always have a place here at Spirit Alive, whether you're preaching, whether you are, it's to help you get the word out about your literature, your books. We're here for you, and we love you very much. So we just want to praise God for all that we have heard tonight, and we just pray in the name of Jesus that if you do not know Jesus, him in the pardon of your sin, that tonight you will make him your choice. You will ask him to come into your life and become your Lord and Savior. And no, you do not have to wait until COVID is over or churches are reopened. You can stop, drop, and give God you right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All you need is a sincere heart. All you need is to drop and let him know you tried it your way. It isn't working. Now you're ready to do it his way. You're ready to submit to him. Confess your sin. Believe in your heart that you're saved.
Amen.
And it shall be done. You know, you don't need to wait for a church door to open and the invitation to be extended, because we're not asking you to join a church. We're asking you to try Jesus. Try getting into a personal, up-close relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I can testify, when you go to him and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. And come into my life and save me. Not only does Jesus show up, saints of God, he shows up with a welcome basket. He has your salvation in there. Grace and mercy is all up in there. Peace and joy is in there. Hallelujah. Faith is in there. Endurance is in there. All kind of wonderful provisions is in his welcome basket.
Yes.
But you need to receive it. And you need to believe it. Study to show yourselves approved. Gather together with, get on the phone, get on the video. Connect up with people that truly love the Lord. and will teach you and right with that rightly divide his holy word and live what they teach.
Yes.
So we just praise God. Dear First Lady Evita, I just want to say thank you. I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm not, because you are a woman of God, a woman of character, a woman of virtue. You embody the Proverbs 31 woman, and I truly, truly love you. And I love each and every one of you. This has been Bishop Shalene Cook for Taking It to the Street with my very special guest, hallelujah, First Lady Evangelist Franklin Thomas. We invite you to continue to listen to us throughout the week, because we do have something for everyone. On tonight, you can join us for Tuesday Teachings with Pastor Lester Carver. He comes to you out of Indianapolis, Indiana. On Wednesday, please join myself and Evangelist Michelle Scott for Sister to Sister, hallelujah. On Thursdays, we have Wounded No More with Prophetess Vanessa Holloway. On Appointed Fridays, we have Professors with Voices with Dr. Sylvester Carl Henderson, and Every Man Standing in His Place with Pastor Jeffrey Scott and Apostle Edwin Holloway. And on Saturdays, we have The Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle. And, of course, on Sunday, we have the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. So we just pray that you just continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our house to your house, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you all. Amen.
Good night, and God bless you, and we love you.
We love you.